Mass vaccinations against smallpox could kill hundreds of Americans because the shot is risky. A new analysis can help government officials decide when a mass vaccination campaign would be worthwhile, despite the known risks. The study's published online by the New England Journal of Medicine, and NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Analysts at the influential RAND Corporation think tank ran through a number of what-ifs to determine the point that mass vaccination for smallpox would be worth it. They fed information about the natural course of the disease into a computer simulation and then ran calculations to see what would happen. One scenario considered the possibility that three terrorists would contaminate themselves with smallpox, then ride around on city buses attempting to spread the deadly virus. Sam Bozzetti is a co-author of the study.
It turns out that it's person to person isn't a particularly efficient way of transmitting this virus. We'd really only be talking about dozens of people infected.
Clearly, it would not be worth vaccinating the American public against that possibility, since the current vaccine itself would likely kill about 2 in a million people, or 500 people nationwide. Dr. Bozzetti also considered an attack in which smallpox was put into the ventilation system of a large office building. Again, mass vaccination caused more harm than good in that scenario. But mass vaccination would make sense if terrorists had a greater than 1 in 100 chance of carrying out a secret attack by spraying smallpox all around the nation's 10 busiest airports. That could infect as many as 100,000 people, presuming no one knew that the attack took place until people started getting sick.
Maybe a week or two later, they would be diagnosed with smallpox, if we were lucky, sometime in the following week. And then there would be enough public awareness to start a campaign.
That vaccination campaign would be fairly effective at containing the smallpox outbreak, but not before thousands or maybe tens of thousands of people had received lethal infections. Dr. Bozzetti says it turns out a surprisingly high proportion of those victims would be healthcare workers.
In our simulation, healthcare workers who were 3% of the population ended up being somewhere between 20 and 60% of all the smallpox cases, depending on the kind of attack.
And it's not a coincidence that the federal government last week recommended smallpox vaccinations for healthcare workers, but not for the public. White House officials knew about this study before making a decision. The study is a reminder of how terrible a large-scale secret attack with smallpox could be, but the analysis is also somewhat reassuring. It shows that the greatest threat is to people who were actually sprayed with a weaponized form of the smallpox virus. Their families and other contacts are at considerably lower risk. Paul Offit at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia says that's because smallpox only spreads from person to person with close contact to those who are sick enough to be bedridden.
That's not typical of other viral infections like chickenpox or influenza. So one can be reassured that if a person is spreading the virus, you'll know whether you were in contact with them and can get immunized within a few days and still be protected.
Dr. Offit is worried that people will underestimate the risks of getting the old and hazardous smallpox vaccine. Indeed, a second article published on the New England Journal's website shows that the public has a lot of misconceptions about smallpox and the smallpox vaccine, but also a lot of trust in medical experts. Bob Blendon from the Harvard School of Public Health conducted the study of attitudes about the smallpox vaccine.
Americans value individual choice, and so they will say that they want it available. But whether or not they actually take it will be very heavily influenced by whether or not they see these physicians and hospitals taking it or not.
Blendon says he does not know whether polling data like this influenced the White House's decision on smallpox vaccination, but he says the Bush administration policy is certainly attuned to public sentiment. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.